about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Monica and Stephanie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a public health alert has been declared by Queensland's Health Officer John Gerard following an increase in mental health issues among the state's youth, in possible relation to social media and phone use. Data from the Health of Queensland's report from last year showed a three-time increase in self-harm hospitalizations for girls 14 years old and upwards. Queensland Health gathered experts on mental health and social media earlier this year to investigate the impact of social media on youth mental health. However, they recently published comprehensive guidelines on their website for using social media, including restricting social media access. The guidelines also recommends parents to have open conversations with their children about media to ensure they consume healthy content within short durations.
An immersive and interactive Bluey experience has been announced and will begin from November 7 this year in Brisbane. Bluey's World, an event produced by BBC Studios and HVK World, will bring visitors on a guided experience through the Healer family's Queenslander, where they will be able to enjoy the neighborhood playground, play games, and meet the characters. Bluey, a children's show set and produced in Brisbane, has gained global prominence over the last few years, with a recent season finale making national headlines. Tickets start from $49.90 and can be purchased from today on the Bluey's World website.
In national news, Senator Linda Reynolds and Brittany Higgins are expected to begin mediation again today over allegedly defamatory material that Higgins posted in 2022. Reynolds, who announced her intention to retire at the next election earlier this year, is suing Higgins and her partner David Shiraz over a series of tweets, Instagram posts, and Facebook posts. The couple made these posts in relation to Reynolds' handling of Higgins' sexual assault at Parliament House. Early attempts at mediation are understood to have failed in March. Earlier this year, a judge found that
on the balance of probabilities, Higgins was raped by Reynolds' staffer, Bruce Lerman, but that accusations Reynolds was involved in a cover-up were, quote, objectively short on facts but long on speculation. Water bottles have been banned in classrooms at Ballarat Clarendon College in regional Victoria as part of a water trial which requires year 5 to 9 students to leave their bottles outside the classroom during lessons. A spokesperson from the school said the trial would be implemented during colder months, with early feedback already showing benefits including lesser noise, fewer restroom breaks.
Leading to improved classroom climates, student learning and concentration. Several students and teachers have voiced out conflicting opinions on social media over this change, with some supporting the school's initiative while others were concerned with the well-being of students and their rights. While the Department of Education does not have a clear policy on water bottles in classrooms, they have encouraged students to stay hydrated and to always carry a water bottle wherever they go. In international news, William Lai, the recently elected president of Taiwan, has urged China to cease threatening the island and acknowledge its democracy. The prime minister, who was sworn in yesterday, declared in remarks that Taiwan would not yield to Chinese intimidation, even though China has long claimed sovereignty of the island. In response, China declared that Taiwanese independence is a, quote, dead end. China's foreign ministry spokeswoman Wang Wenbin stated at a regular press briefing on Monday afternoon that, quote, the push for Taiwan independence is destined to fail, regardless of the pretext of the banner under which it is pursued.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.